Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with St. Joseph's University field hockey coach Lynn Farquhar. Her squad headed to the NCAA tournament for the second straight year. They will match up with Michigan on Friday in the first round down in Chapel Hill. And first of all, congratulations. The tournament and Atlantic 10 title. You just got to be thrilled with how this season has played out to this point. It's been a fun ride.
It has, for sure. A great group, and excited about where we're headed this weekend.
Talk to me a little bit about that win over VCU in the Atlantic 10 championship game. Tight as you would expect. What allowed you guys to raise the trophy at the end?
I think it came down to a players group that was really committed and has stuck with it throughout the season. So hardworking, really excited. And then it came together for a championship game. It was an awesome turnout from St. Joseph's University and our area. We had a lot of support, and I think that helped with our energy as well.
How satisfying is it to get to this point 2 years in a row?
It's really neat to see where the program has come. Even at the championship game, we had alums from several years, and some of them have started with me here. So for them to see where the program has come in just a couple years has been really cool. And then last year, after getting a taste of the NCAA tournament, this group wanted to go back. So that's a goal for me as a coach, is if a players group is committed to something, I want to make it happen.
Is they doing it a second straight year and building off success like that, is it almost more satisfying to climb the mountain a second straight time?
I don't know. Both are different. Doing something for the first time is really exciting. And then to me, I've mentioned before, I have three amazing seniors that have committed so much. I really wanted to be able to have a team play for and with that group. So that was really a great privilege to see the group inspire us for the last 4 years, take us to new levels, and we're able to honor them with a championship.
So let's talk about Michigan, number 7. What jumps out at you?
It's going to be a good game. We're really excited. We faced a Big Ten team earlier, and it was close, so I'm sure it's going to be another close game. Anybody in the NCAA tournament is going to be tough. They say it's the dance for a reason. It's when magic can happen, so you never know. We're going to go out, do our best, and see what happens.
What will be the key if you're to have success?
We like to attack. We're going to have to be able to convert. In tournament time, it's who can finish and who can execute under pressure. So we're going to need to play a team-style game where our defense is going to have to be on point like they were against VCU, but then we're going to have to be able to convert on a couple more opportunities.
And just how much does it help? You know, we've talked about you being there last year. That experience, and not just with the game, but everything that goes along with an NCAA tournament, that most of these kids now have been through that, they understand what to expect. How much does that help going forward here?
Well, I hope it does. It's pretty amazing. You see some of these teams that are back in the tournament and they're in double-digit figures. There's a different feel to tournament time being at the end, and we're on 2. So I think it's thrilling. We love the spirit of the underdog. I think that's a silly thing for us, too. So we're going to take that, run with it. And I really do think, again, this senior group has been amazing leaders throughout their journey here, and I think that's really going to help us the second time around.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.